card now going forward?
Well, we got Tobin and Kelly that'll be in there playing, so yeah, he'll probably Tobin will be in there today.
Did
a good job. Did a good job. Yeah, I think both those guys, if asked to play there, will do a good job.
What are the differences in their game? What are the differences in the game between Kelly and Tobin?
No, we're good. We're going to come right back to that. All right.
What are the differences in their games, Kelly?
Well, I think Dennis is a bigger guy, you know. And then probably Tobin's got good quickness, you know. He does a good job getting to the second level, and I would say probably Dennis is maybe just a little firmer at the line of scrimmage. But they're both very good players. Yeah, DeMarco. We'll have to see how much we can do today.
Matt's admitted that last year when he was moved over to the right side from the left after Todd got hurt, that he really struggled because of his lack of experience on the right side. Do you see a different guy now because of the reps he's gotten?
Well, he's a year older. He's got another year of experience, and he's worked on both sides quite a bit. So, yeah, I see a guy that's better on both sides.
There's some weather that's forecast for Sunday. I know we're a little ways out yet. But in a week like that, do you put more emphasis on what might happen if the conditions are not what you would normally prepare for?
Yeah, we factor in weather the day of the game, and certainly, you know, we have strategies that we can use. Sometimes, you can't throw the ball as much, or, you know, if the conditions are sloppy where you can't handle it. But typically, we'll kind of figure that out as we go. Right now, you normally plan for good weather where you can do anything you want without the weather being a factor, and then you adjust as you go.
13 of 36 running back run plays came from Sam under center. What are the advantages of the run plays coming with him under center versus the shotgun?
Well, there's advantages to both, actually. You know, we have when you look at the run game, you like to say, okay, you know, what are the play actions that match with it? So that, you know, when you're in run-pass situations, you can run the ball or play action. And we feel good about we have play actions both under center and in the shotgun. So, from that standpoint, it doesn't really matter. There's no real difference. There's times when we choose to run it from under. There's times when we choose to run it in the shotgun.
Your running game started off so effective that first drive, 40 yards.
Yeah.
It really tailed off after that. What happened after that?
Well, we were playing against a very sturdy front. I think as the year goes along, we're going to continue to see how good the Jets are against the run. We certainly went into this game with the intention of getting the run game going, you know, and we probably put a little extra into it. And so we continued to stay with run plays. And I thought the guys that were running the football did a good job. Darren and certainly, you know, I thought Ryan did an excellent job. That was a gritty team we played against. And they were, I like to call them, they were dirty runs, because there was times when there's one more in there than you can block, you know. There are times when you can control the numbers and have them in your favor, but the guys that ran the football the other day did a really, really good job.
Pass protection has generally been sound, mm-hmm. But yet some of Sam's throws have been off target, short, behind him,
right,
too long. What are his problems, mechanical, or is it something else?
Well, I think our passing game, we just got to get the total game in sync. You know, there's three components when you don't complete a ball. It could be the protection. It could be the route, and it could be the throw. And I think when you look at our passing game and you look at the problems we've had with it, it's a combination of those three. Sam was off target a couple times the other day, and we had a couple untimely drops by guys that in the game were playing extremely well. You know, we had a couple of wheel routes that might have gone for touchdowns had they been executed, where we caught one later, which did go for a touchdown. So you just got to just keep working and get everybody in sync. And I think that's going to be the challenge.
Pat, over your years in the league, have you seen any trends or patterns when the way a quarterback plays coming off of an ACL, does it take them a certain number of weeks to get back to where they need to be, want to be, anything like that?
I think, part of being a pro is you have to deal with being hurt, and then certainly you got to deal with injury. And I think, coming back from injury, it's probably as individual as the individual, and I think Sam's done a good job with his training. He's done a good job of getting caught up as to how we function and what our system is. And I think as we go along here, he's just grinding through it like the rest of us. And, you know, I think we'll get more and more in sync as we go.
Jordan was the only wide receiver that caught a ball last week, and numbers among the wide receivers are skewed a lot towards him. Would you like to see a lot more balance there?
Yeah, normally when we play our best is when the ball gets spread around and gets kicked around to all the skilled players. So, you know, balance is a good thing. I think when you look at the season in total, that's where you see the balance. Sometimes there's one guy getting more production than another within a game. But as we go along here, I think the balls will get spread around.
Thanks, Pat.
You bet.
I'm having a bad day.
No, you're good.
When you look at the offense, you had a good second, real productive second half in Atlanta, mm-hmm. real productive first half Sunday. The consistency over 60 minutes hasn't been there. Why has that been so elusive? It's kind of just the hot and cold. And what has to change to get that consistency?
Well, I think we just got to do what we do better. It sounds very cliche, but, you know, there's just whether it's there's really no great answer other than we got to just play better on a more consistent basis. And I think that has to do with the whole offense from, you know, how we coach it to how we play it. And then, you know, that's the challenge. That's what you're looking for. And that's what we all search for is to play a consistently good game throughout. Make big plays and eliminate the bad ones, and you know that's really the answer. We just got to just play better.
You said when the offense is best, you're spreading the ball around. But in the past 2 years, the offense was best when you had a very highly productive outside receiver. I mean, in both those years, you had 1,000-yard receiver on the outside. Why aren't you getting the production on the outside?
I think you know, in the last 2 years, our offense has been different. So, you know, you kind of do what you have to do to win games. The challenge is to win more games than we did last year, no matter how that works. And we want to play good, efficient offense. So, you know, we feel like we love to see everybody touch the ball, you know, and that's not always the case. But that's if everybody's doing what they're supposed to and, you know, and the ball's getting kicked around and handed off and punched out to the perimeter, then that'll happen. So that's what we're shooting for.
As a follow-up to that, how is the offense different this year, and why was there a change from the outside to the more
I don't think that's different. I think we still have a – well, I don't think it's different. I think it gets played differently sometimes depending on the opponents that you play. And we have a small sample size still of – we talked about consistency throughout the game. I think when we start playing good, consistent football front to back, then you'll start to see what I think you're asking about.
When you look at, like, some of the younger guys on the offensive line, like Malcolm Bunch and Andrews and
sure.
stuff, where do you see their development? I mean, how close are they, you know,
yeah.
native and stuff like that?
Well, I think Josh Andrews really did a good job in training camp. That's why he's here. You know, he made a huge jump from a year ago. You know, we felt like going into this past offseason, he needed to make a big jump, and he did. You know, and so he's working in there as a center and a guard, kind of an inside player. Malcolm is kind of he's in his first year where he's continuing to improve on a daily basis. Same thing. He's in a real developmental phase of his career, as is Brett Boyko. So those players are kind of right there developing, and hopefully they can continue to develop because the guys in front of them stay healthy and they don't get in. But if they do, they'll be ready.
What has to happen for Nelson Aguilar to become a weapon?
He just got to keep grinding through it. I think there's a lot of similarities to his game if you compare it to Jordan Matthews a year ago. You know, he was kind of grinding it out, and we were all asking questions, when is it going to happen, when is it going to happen, and then boom, he had a game where he had a good bunch of production. You know, it's just there's no real easy answer there. It's just you just got to grind through it. But he's doing all the right things. He can run all day long. You know, he can be on the field without coming out. He's a tough guy, catches the ball well, and I think he'll just got to keep playing, and I think the production will come his way.
Should he have had that low throw in the second quarter from Bradford? Would that roll the drop?
I think we would all have liked it to have been a little bit more accurate a throw, and then we always want our receivers to make great catches.
Following up on what Zach said, if there is a tendency from outside to in a little bit this year, is it because of Murray and Sproles' reception ability that, you know, that's just so much more available, and the development of
matters. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think the intention is to work everything inside. It's not. You know, we intend to have a balanced game where we're attacking the whole field with and depth, and as time goes on, it'll balance out, and I think we'll get what we're all asking about.
It's a short sample,
in my opinion. I think it's a short sample. These are probably better questions for down the road, maybe after the bye or whatever. I'm sure you'll write that down and get back to me on that. But, you know,
some of that comfort level
with Sam, particularly as it applies to Matthews, and locking in on somebody that he knows is good.
I don't know. Again, it's a small sample. We played a good half against Atlanta where the ball was going everywhere and we were scoring points. You know, I don't think we did anything right. We didn't even show up to the game right against Dallas. You know, and then we found a way to win a gritty game, you know, against the New York Jets, where we were pounding the run at them, trying to get it going, which we did. And so, you know, each scenario was different. And, you know, I think this week we got a different opponent and a different scenario. And so, you know, that's sort of where my mind is right now, too.
In the offseason, you went first month in free agency without addressing the offensive line, not addressing the draft either. Why not add depth to that spot?
Those are questions for somebody else. I think, you know, we're doing what we can to put the best 53 guys on the field. We like the offensive line that we have here. All teams deal with injuries. You know, I'll bet you every team out there is dealing with guys that were not day one starters playing in positions now where they're playing all the time. So that's just the reality of it. And we like the guys we got, and we got one hurt, and we'll put another one in there, and that's sort of where it's at.
When you look at the running game, I mean, you know, obviously Ryan had 25 carries, he was able to get in a rhythm and stuff. Is there something to be said for that as opposed to, like, you know, trying to rotate guys in like Ryan and DeMarco the first couple of
years? I think that's a good question, and I think that some people would say that, but I think our guys are in there, and they don't need a lot of touches to get going. I thought Ryan ran the ball to start the game, you know, and I think DeMarco can do the same. And then, you know, obviously every time Sproulsy touches the ball, you know, he's got the ability to go to distance. So we don't, in our opinion, we don't have those types of guys where they got to get a lot of touches to get going. You know, we feel like they can get a touch and make a play.
But you said you didn't show up to the game, right?
I'm teasing. You know better. It was a bad day. It was a bad day. We didn't play well, and we got beat, you know, and that's so.
Thanks, Matt.